Coming up on 8:56, 33 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. And time to take a look at the commodity markets here on this Tuesday. For that, we bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Yesterday we had a big down day, new lows in a lot of things. Beans down 10 to 11 at the end of the day, corn down 3 to 4. Early today we were mixed, and then we had beans lead us higher. Beans were up 10 to 11 at one time, and they had wheat up 6 to 7, and corn actually even got up a quarter to a half. Right now we're back mixed. We have corn making new lows again, down 1 to 2, and we have beans up 5 to 6. That's 5 to 6 off their highs, and wheat still up 2, 5 off its high. So mixed back and forth. We continue this sideways, except we continue on the downside to make new lows. There are people talking about this corn, which is at 359 in March, going to 350, and then there are 340 and 330. They're talking beans, which are at 866 in March right now, going back to 850, and then 820, and then $8. I don't know if they know what they're talking about there, but lots of grain available coming from South America. When Argentina has cut the tax on exporting wheat and corn, that unloaded a lot of that, and still is. And then the currency letting it drop, so that they're getting equivalent of $12 to $13 a bushel for beans in U.S. dollars compared to us here. So we've got a lot of beans coming out of South America to help hold things lower, or to push things lower down the road. So lots of grain available in the world. That's the problem. We had wheat bounce several times, and it's up a penny right now after being up 6 to 7 on worries that in the U.S. A lot of uncovered wheat could be hurt by bad cold weather. That's what's helped push the wheat higher. At the present, corn down 1.5 to 2. December at 384 and a quarter, down 1.5. March down 1.5 at 359.5. Those are both basically on their lows. The beans for March are still up. They're up 5.25 at 866.5. That's 5 off their low that we made last night, and it's 5.5 off their high they made in the last hour. And then wheat, 468, up 1.5 in that March. It's been to 67 on the downside. It's been to 73.5 on the upside. Continued back and forth moves, not really pushing straight up or straight down, but we are making new lows when we make lows in the grains. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from Pete on a Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at a couple of other things before we say goodbye this morning. The Dow is trading higher. It's up 170 points at 17,698. S&P up 17, and the NASDAQ trading higher. That's up 42. And taking a look at crude here, it's fractionally higher, up 87 cents for a barrel at $37.68 out in New York. Weatherwise, a flood warning continues for most of our listening area until 3:30 this afternoon. The rivers continue to be high. The Vermilion River near Danville under a flood warning until Thursday morning. And for the Sangamon River at Monticello, that's under a flood warning until Sunday. Colder temperatures today, cloudy skies, scattered sprinkles, flurries, or patchy drizzle this morning. Near steady temperatures in the mid-30s with west winds 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 28, west winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, not seeing much accumulation there, the high 35 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.